This is Akashvani. The news read by Khing Bia Hui. Prime Minister of Malaysia, Dato Seri Anwar bin Ibrahim, arrived in New Delhi yesterday on a three-day state visit to India. Union Minister of State for Jal Shakti and Railways, V. Samanna, received him at the airport. This is the first visit of Mr. Ibrahim as the Prime Minister of Malaysia. Today, the visiting dignitary will receive a ceremonial welcome at the forecourt of Rashtrapati Bhavan, and he will visit Rajghat to pay tribute to Mahatma Gandhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold bilateral discussions with his Malaysian counterpart and will also host a luncheon in his honour. Later in the day, Mr. Ibrahim is scheduled to call on President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar will call on Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim. External Affairs Ministry said India and Malaysia have strong historical and socio-cultural linkages. India and Japan will hold 2+2 ministerial dialogue in New Delhi today. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar, Japanese Minister of Defence Kihara Minoru and Minister of Foreign Affairs Ms. Yoko Kamikawa will take part in the meeting. On the sidelines of the 2+2 dialogue, a bilateral meeting is scheduled between the Defence Minister and his Japanese counterpart. During the bilateral talks and 2+2 meeting, the ministers will review the bilateral cooperation and explore new initiatives to further strengthen the engagements between the two countries. They will also exchange views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. The Defence Ministry said India and Japan share special strategic and global partnership based on the shared values of democracy, freedom and rule of law. The Ministry said that defence has emerged as one of the most important pillars in this relationship. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a three-day visit to Poland and Ukraine from tomorrow. Briefing media in New Delhi last evening, Secretary West in Ministry of External Affairs Tanmay Lal said it is a landmark visit as the Prime Minister of India is visiting Poland after 45 years. He said the visit is taking place at a time when both nations are marking the 70th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic relations. Mr. Lal said Prime Minister Narendra Modi will undertake an official visit to Ukraine on 23rd of this month on the invitation of Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi yesterday chaired a high-level meeting focusing on the ongoing transformational initiatives by the Indian Army and its contribution towards achieving the objective of Viksit Bharat by 2047. The Ministry of Defence in a statement said that discussions were held around the reorganisation of Army headquarters, command headquarters and other key formations to ensure optimal efficiency and operational readiness. The Indian Army's focus will be on modernisation of all combat arms and combat support arms and the logistics units. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday interacted with the Indian contingent which will participate in the Paris Paralympics which will begin on 28th of this month. During the interaction which was held through video conferencing, Mr. Modi said the athletes are going to Paris as flag bearers of India. U.S. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken yesterday met Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Jerusalem. Blinken is on a three-day visit to Egypt and Israel to continue U.S. diplomatic efforts to conclude the agreement for a ceasefire. The visit is focused on the release of hostages and detainees through the bridging proposal presented by the United States with support from Egypt and Qatar. Earlier in the day, Blinken met Israeli President Isaac Herzog. Meanwhile, Hamas has criticized the new ceasefire proposal for Gaza, presenting it in Doha last week. The group laid the proposal alliance with Netanyahu's demands, including rejecting a permanent ceasefire and setting new conditions on the prisoner exchange, which Hamas said hindered the deal's completion. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall over the northwest, west, east and central parts of the country during the next 3 days. Heavy rainfall has also been estimated for South Peninsula region till Wednesday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.